Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, thinking about, Devin, with the update there about the Stanley Cup last night, Sixers and Flyers have been out of it since February.
So long.
Yeah, you know.
I thought you were talking years.
Well, that's
so. Devin, I did too. I was going to say 2012, 2010.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Especially for the Flyers.
Well, especially for the Flyers. But the playoffs
and the
have
Sixers
been good.
In terms of the sure. finals, yeah.
The playoffs have been so good.
So good, dude. Both sports. Both sports.
Yeah, and it's just a reminder of when your team, for me, like when your team's in it, it can be so fun.
I mean,
like
2010's the last time. Could have been magic, you know?
Say it again?
The last 2 months could have been magic.
Could have been magic. Mm-hmm. 2010's the last time the Flyers really made a charge. I mean, really made a charge. And it was awesome.
It's funny that these series is your reminder when the Eagles were just in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but there's some. No, I hear you, but there's a difference.
You mean like a run, like a series?
Well, first off, it's this time of the year. So, you know, it's that feel right. where it's, you know, it's just the Phillies right now. And then the other thing I'd say is a playoff series in the other three sports, baseball, hockey, and basketball, it's just a different thing than the once a week football.
Yeah,
game.
I agree. Yeah.
Because, you know, you have something to look forward to every night. React to the next day, look forward to, react.
And you are right about the time of the year. Like, there is a – and, look, it's been a while. I mean, the Sixers have been there since 2001, so I'm not like I remember
Like,
it,
we're down the shore
but
right
being
now.
Outside for these things is really cool.
I remember being down the shore when the Flyers advanced to the Cup in 97 when Lynn Johnson LeClaire beat Messier and Gretzky in for the – you know, to get to the Cup. That was – I think it might have been Memorial Day weekend. Maybe it was the next weekend.
I remember watching games with my high school buddies.
James.
You know, like
– dude, 1,000,000%. Same exact thing. All right. Good morning to you from Borgata, 215-592-9494. When you call in today, your chance to win a $100 gift card from Wild Fork Foods. Give the gift of flavor this Father's Day. Visit one of Wild Fork's greater Philadelphia retail locations today and pick up a Wild Fork gift card for Dad. You can, of course, shop in store or online for same day shipping to the door. Visit wildforkfoods.com. That's wildforkfoods.com. All right, here's how we give away this cool prize. We want to get you fed today. We want to get you good food. Here's how you can win it. So happy birthday goes out there to that Tim Allen guy. Most famous, of course, from Home Improvement. You know, mostly TV fame, but also did some movies. Did a number of movies, including like the Santa Claus. In honor of Tim Allen and that combination of roles. He was also in Toy Story, but that doesn't totally count because he wasn't really in it, just his voice.
It definitely counts.
Nah, but it's just his voice. You don't even see the guy's face. You got to see a face.
I disagree.
Give me a face.
Toy Story is a way more famous movie, but I do agree with Joe that like he's in it.
I think Tim Allen is known for Toy Story more than the Santa Claus.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't vote for it because he ain't in it.
But I agree with you too. Yeah.
Here's the deal. That concept, a great TV role and a great movie role. I want everyone to put those thinking caps on, boys and girls, and give us the answer for this question. What actor or actress, through all the years, has had the best combination of one TV role and one movie role? Now, they might have had 37 of both, but you got to come armed with the name of the movie and the name of the show or the character. I mean, that's when you really know someone really. Like, I'll give you, for instance, to me, when I think of something like this, a big one, like Michael J. Fox as Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael J. Fox as Alex P. Keaton in Family Ties. Now, I'm going back, you know, 40 years now. But
oh, really yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, who was that?
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a big one, right?
Yeah.
That's a big one. So shoot for that. And look, there are a number of people. Like, take De Niro. He was in a TV show recently. But it's not like you could have a million different great answers to him with movies. And here's the key. You got to find the right one. But De Niro would never be a winning answer today because he hasn't done enough in television to match up with, you know, whichever you consider his best movie role. So find the actor or actress that has a great combination of excellence both ways. By the way, the new Netflix shows and HBO-type shows over the last many years, they have created a whole different wave. It's not just the old sitcom and the old TV drama. You know, 3, 6,
yeah.
and 10. Like,
I feel like more and more big, like, A-list actors and movie stars are doing TV.
Because
they're basically movies.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. We're being real.
All right, so here's the deal. 215-592-9494. Best combination of a TV role and a movie role. Seltzer, what are you thinking?
I will not take a haymaker like you did, but I'll take a fun one. The great Wood Harris as Avon Barksdale and Julius in Remember the Titans.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is. It's funny. I didn't even realize that he was
yeah.
Julius.
Yeah,
but
right?
I can see it now.
Pretty good.
Did not know that. And it's funny, when you first said Wood Harris, I thought that was a nickname for Woody Harrelson.
But another potential good answer is
yeah,
there.
It wouldn't be a winner. But, you know, Woody Harrelson's been in both, obviously. Elliot, what do you got here? And again, everyone, really think on this one. This way, it's got a lot of possibility. Movie and TV. And by the way, same actor or actress can be said twice today, can be said 10 times today.
Oh, good point.
If you feel
yeah.
someone didn't nail the right movie or show, trump it with a better combination. Elliot, what are you thinking?
So I rarely take like a haymaker. I normally go more niche on these, but I'm going to go with what I think is the winning answer.
Wow.
And it's Steve Carell in The Office in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
One win. It's
I think that is, could win.
I mean, you don't like
The Office, but you got to think about the voting panel, Joe. There are three people on this
panel.
Well,
The Office is one of the best sitcoms
like the
of
Office,
all time.
So yeah. I do think that could have been a winning answer.
Okay.
Counterpoint? Don't know if I love the movie choice.
It's not good enough.
Because you could do, like,
wow,
I feel like
really?
Steve Carell.
That movie's...
No, I feel like he's done more, like, dramatic.
Yeah,
so,
but
like,
that's
if we're going for range
role.
Here.
Yeah, I think it's his best movie.
I think we're going for iconic, right? Like, most notable.
Essentially. Yeah, I think that's fair.
What are you, not a 40-year-old
version
fan?
I'm just going for, I think it's a little bit overrated, honestly.
Well, that's crazy.
I think there are.
I'm going for range.
Bigger and better roles. Devin, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with Matthew McConaughey in True Detective, season 1. Mm. Best season. And Interstellar.
Okay.
Love it.
That answer doesn't impress
me. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, True Detective was like a one-off. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that counts
as much.
It's
a TV show. What
right.
are you talking about?
It's a TV show. It counts.
It is. You're right. But it was one season of it. I feel like a lot, like, the winning answers to me are, like, long stretches. Like, he's not
I think what we're learning
that.
Is the voting is going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I'm telling you.
She came in my answer, so
guys,
I feel like, you know.
I can think of 25 answers probably better than everything that's been said.
No shot better than Steve Carell.
I got haymakers. I got a couple written down, and I got a lot in my mind here. Look, everyone think about it. 215-592-9494.
Is there a chance Elliot or Devin has never heard of one
yes.
of the haymakers? Yeah, that's what
oh,
I figured.
Of course.
Yes.
Is there a chance? Is there 70s, a chance we hear the winner? Yeah.
70s, 80s, 90s. Oh, yeah. I got a lot there. All right, look, 215-592-9494. Get thinking on that. Let's also introduce you to one of our Twitter poll questions of the day today. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin, certified one owner. Pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. So we got Elliot with us today, and obviously the Eagles will be in camp in 6 weeks. Which Eagles position battle most intrigues you for training camp? Now, I'm going to give you four choices. I think there's only three that reasonably have a shot to win this, but I'll give you the four we have in the poll. Intriguing camp battle for a position. Is it A, inside linebacker, B, cornerback, C, safety, or D, offensive guard? So we're going like front of defense, back, and then over to offense. We got inside linebacker, corner, safety, offensive guard. Elliot, off the cuff, which one hits you the most?
Yeah, they're all good. And after seeing...
Because it's not going to be guard.
No, it's not. No one's going to say guard. No one's going to say guard. I agree. And that, I will say of those, that is the least that's a true battle, I think. Like, Tyler Steen is very much in control of that job.
Yep.
But after seeing the team practice three times this year, this offseason, like, I think they're all going to be great battles. And I'm very excited for all of them in camp. But for me, it's safety. I just think it's safety. They have so many intriguing options. Like at corner, they're really talking about two guys, Keely Ringo, Adoree Jackson. But at safety, there are like four guys that I think have a legitimate chance to win that job, all for different reasons. And then we have Richie's boy, Lewis Seen, that also is, you know, I think an intriguing name and a former first round pick. So they don't have any great options there, but they have a lot of intriguing options.
So
I'm excited to see how they use them.
It's funny. I see it as inside linebacker because of what the competition represents, which is Jahad Campbell going to be ready to go or not?
Yeah.
I mean, and also what it represents from this standpoint, if he is played in there, and we still don't like quite know where they're going to play him, is that an indication that N'Kobe Dean will never get the starting spot back?
Well, if they play Jahad Campbell at inside linebacker, then I don't know if it's an indication. Like, N'Kobe's role is severely impacted.
You know, and Elliot, that's why for me, and again, everyone, you can weigh in on this as well. So we got the Phillies on the table. We're looking for the best combination from an actor or actress for one great TV role and one great movie role. But also this camp battle stuff. To me, inside linebacker is the most intriguing because it represents, is Campbell going to be ready, and is N'Kobe Dean ever going to be a starter again? And you know, that's where, because to me, I get the safety argument, I get the corner argument. I get them. I mean, they're intriguing. There's no question, guys. I mean, they just drafted at safety a second-round pick in Makuba, right?
Yeah, second-round pick.
There's intrigue on both those spots, but the linebacker thing to me is the juiciest because it represents so much more than just who plays. It represents who doesn't play.
So do you think last year, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm curious for your opinion.
Well, you're coming to the right guy.
No, I know exactly. When I need something answered, I'm lucky to be here on Friday.
Devin shaking her head like, what the hell?
Do you think Zach Bond's play last year has made, as a collective, everybody care more about the position? Because I think if we did this poll a year ago, everybody would basically go, well, of these four, inside linebacker is easily the least important position. Like,
well,
cornerback, safety, offensive guard.
That's how the Eagles had treated it.
You're right. It's how they viewed it. I think that the Zach Bond impact season he's had has made people care way more about the second.
Well,
we're talking the second linebacker position.
Yeah, but I think you're both hitting the right point. Yes, Bond, but Devin, yes, it's Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
It's that he runs the defense in a way that's different than other defensive coordinators, and as such, we have to get down as a fan base, and I'm happy to get down as a fan base with the fun or the frustration, depending on who you have, of what kind of linebacker you have. I mean, there are teams like the Baltimore Ravens or San Francisco who, you know, not every year, but traditionally have had some incredible inside linebackers.
And they win with them.
And they win with them. So, yeah, but I mean, if the strategy was different, then yeah, I would be less inclined to vote for this. But the strategy is now what it is.
Well, and another interesting component of the inside linebacker role is going to be a little bit potentially of a power struggle here. Like, let's say Jahad Campbell is ready to start the season and he's playing. And he's playing like relatively well, not great, rookie mistakes, but he's not terrible. And then N'Kobe's ready to come back.
Yeah.
Like, Vic Fangio loves N'Kobe. He's a big N'Kobe Dean fan. Obviously, I think Howie would prefer Jahad Campbell to play. He's the first-round pick. N'Kobe's a free agent. That's an potential interesting dynamic to watch. Like, who wins that power struggle?
There's no question. I would hope they were on the same page on the way in on the draft, meaning that it doesn't create consternation, you know, in October, if you're faced with that moment in October, mm-hmm. November, if N'Kobe's coming back. But I agree with you. It does create an interesting dynamic. All right, speaking of an interesting dynamic, one other thing and then right to the phones, because we have our second Twitter poll question of the day. Now, me and James got into this very late in yesterday's show. I think it may have even been, I think it was right before Time's Yours. So a lot of people listening at 6:40-something right now probably didn't hear this yesterday. I told you I have a question related to, it's a human.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oriana question. All right, I'm going to Elliot and Devin right out of the gate for them to go on the record. Because James and I dramatically disagreed yesterday on this question. It is an official, this is an official question on Twitter, on our Twitter account. Is Superman a human?
No.
Yeah, no.
He's an alien.
Thank you both.
He is an alien, but he's also a human.
No, he's not.
An alien's not a human. He wasn't born on this earth.
All right, Devin, let me ask you a question. Neil Armstrong goes to the moon. Mrs. Armstrong goes with him.
Not the same thing.
Mrs. Armstrong. Hold on, everybody. Shut the hell up. Mrs. Armstrong gives birth in the lunar capsule on the moon. Is the baby a human?
Not the same thing whatsoever.
Is the baby a human?
Yes. The moon is not a planet, dude. The moon
they go to
is
Mars
the
instead.
Earth's moon.
It's still a human. It's
Musk
still a
takes
human.
Musk takes them to Mars in 20 years. You're telling me Mrs. Armstrong's baby's not a human?
Can that baby fly?
Dude, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
like
not,
a
that's
super
not,
human.
That's not,
different. That's,
there no, wasn't the flying came from the red sun.
Dude, he's
of,
Kryptonian.
Exactly. It came from his powers that he has as a being not of this earth.
Because of the sun out there.
But the point you're making is the point you're making is if two humans went to the moon and gave birth to a child on the moon, like that they're still human because
of course.
Come back, right. Yes, but that's not why super That's why not Superman's not a human. He can fly. Like, that's it. That's the end of the debate.
That's not the end of the debate.
It is. Do you know any humans that can fly?
No.
Okay, there you go. Done.
But he
over.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, he can fly. Like, that's it.
But
I wish
that's
I could
not,
fly.
Are there any humans that are invincible?
Did he look like a
building
look,
on and they
Did he look like a robot? Did he look like a dinosaur?
Did Terminator look like a human and he wasn't? What are you
talking
about?
Yeah, but Terminator,
about?
But we saw inside he wasn't human. When his flesh started getting
we
ripped apart.
We know that Superman isn't human.
No, you're wrong. Superman is a human from a different planet.
What's your argument for him being human other than where he was born?
Other than what he looks like. Other than what he looks like.
What he looks like.
And now
he's a human.
I will say man is in his name, Superman.
He's a human being.
Because he is better than man. He is more than man. He is super.
He is Superman.
He is very clearly not human. Like, this is not... He's right, from Krypton.
I'm putting this one out.
He is Kryptonian.
All right. I'm putting this one out to the audience as well. We now have on the table the following four things. Which Eagles position battle intrigues you the most? The Phillies. Your strategy. Elliot's nonsense about he cares more about the minor leaguers.
I'm just being realistic.
We've got the best combination of TV and movie role in the history of the world. And we have, is Superman a human? If we don't give you enough to chew on, I don't know what to tell you. Give me a great answer. 215-592-9494 from Borgata. Elliot in for John today. Rhea off. Devin, of course, with us as she is every Friday. Craig and Ben Salem. Craig, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. Appreciate,
thank you, sir.
What up, Craig?
My call. Hey, I just want to start out with the little contest we got going here. I'm going to say... Tim Allen and Tim the Tool Man in Home Improvement and Buzz Lightyear.
That could be a winner.
It was already said.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Craig, I mentioned Tim Allen like 10 minutes ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Man.
But it shows you're thinking well, though.
Buzz Lightyear, though, right? Notice that. I'm just saying.
I hear it. You want to pivot? You want to pivot to a different answer?
Did you mention Buzz Lightyear?
We mentioned all of that.
Now, you could say Santa Claus.
No, I said that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He said it.
He was the Santa Claus. That is true.
He was. Top four Christmas movie.
Let's go with that answer.
Which answer?
You can't go with that, is what we said.
All right, give me a Phillies point, Craig. You've already been eliminated. You've given three answers. You're out. Give me a Phillies point.
Yeah, I'm just hoping we can really take it to the Blue Jays. They're obviously having a really good year, too. So just hoping the bats can kind of warm up a little bit.
Totally.
Dome can stay hot and, just need that pitching to stay strong, and hopefully we could take the series here.
No, I agree. Look, Bohm's done a nice job lately. He deserves, and Craig, appreciate the phone call.
People are way too harsh on Bohm. It's crazy to me how harsh people are on him.
Well, it's funny. Someone asked me yesterday, which player is the most criticized Phil? And I said, if we're going back like a whole year, if we're viewing this through about a year prism, I said, I think it's Bohm. Do you guys agree with that?
For sure.
Yeah, I think Bohm and Nick Castellanos, like, overall, in the last, like, three seasons, have been the two guys who get the most criticism.
You agree with that, James?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Which is wild. He's not one of the highest
Bohm's
paid
actually
guys.
Been doing well.
He's been one of their best players over the last, I don't know, calendar year or whatever. And whenever he shows the littlest bit of emotion, everyone jumps at him.
Like I hate when he does that. I hate it.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I have a take on that, on Alec Bohm with the helmet throwing with, people get upset with that. I don't really have that big of an issue with it
because it's
frustration with himself.
Yes.
I would have issue if he was doing it when someone else struck out, if he wasn't being a good teammate. I think it comes from just being frustrated knowing he can play better and he's not. And for that, like, he's a competitor. Like, maybe he could rein it in a bit, but I don't think it's as detrimental as it's been made out to be.
I think it's kind of
snowballed into a bigger issue.
I think that is fair, but I still have two words. Grow up.
Yeah, like, I understand that. Like,
I disagree with the grow up.
They tried to trade him. They tried to trade him because of it.
Right.
No, that was one of the major reasons that they tried to trade him.
That doesn't mean it's correct, though. Like, just, you are right, that is one of the reasons, but I think it is an overreaction.
Well, they know it more than we do.
You're right. Now,
they are around it. They know how it affects his game, how it affects other people, whatever.
And, James, you know what's concerning? I think it's one of the reasons they didn't get a great offer for him.
I do, too. Oh, I absolutely do. Without a doubt.
Like, the Phillies aren't the only ones, and we as Phillies fans aren't the only ones that watch baseball. The other teams say it.
See, I think if he was a great player, everybody would view it as, oh, look how much this guy cares.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally Nick Sirianni. Oh, it's the same argument.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.